Okay, week seven was truly insane. We are going to give you straight cash and just trash performances from the week. And we're going to talk about some drop candidates from this week. So it's a great episode. Thanks for joining us. Let's get straight to it.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
Okay. All right. Week seven, almost in the books. We got almost one game tonight. It is Monday, the 26th of October. My name is Zach. I am here with my co-host, Badaki. Badaki, insane game last night on Sunday Night Football.
Absolutely. Man. I don't know what to say. It was crazy. Tyler Lockett went off. Russell went off. Kyler went off. Chase Edmonds did something.
Yeah.
Both defenses did something.
It's kind of like a dream scenario for football fans. This is the kind of football we've been wanting to see on a Sunday night. And a lot of Sunday nights have disappointed, if we're honest. Right.
Another disappointing one next week, honestly. I think it's Cowboys-Eagles, which is what you want, you know?
I'm glad we got more football. It felt like that game was going to go on. It literally went on as long as it possibly could. It was going to be a tie. But, hey, what an insane week Week 7 brought us. We're going to talk all about it. We're going to give you some, you know, obviously cash and trash performances. But we wanted to let you know, we are doing a giveaway this week. Make sure you are following us on Instagram at Fantasyland Football so you do not miss that next giveaway. We've been hyping this one up, and I think for very good reason. We are partnered with RSA on this giveaway. We're going to tell you about them later. But we also want to let you know that you can now support the show. Hey, Badaki.
That's right. You can support the show at patreon.com/FantasylandFam. It's just another way to support us, you know, help us continue giving you great fantasy football advice and to create a community that we love and that obviously some of you guys already love and are a part of.
Yep. Check it out if you'd like to support us, if you'd like to continue to see the show grow and give us the opportunity to bring you some more content throughout the year. And Patreon.com/FantasylandFam. Follow us on Instagram, as we said, Twitter at Fantasyland_FB. You can watch the show and look at our faces while we talk on YouTube, Fantasyland Football. Subscribe and hit the bell so you don't miss any videos. And of course, you can listen on any podcast platform in the world. You know that by now. Let's talk about some news.
What is going on here?
Okay, lots of news. What is going on around the NFL? Badaki, walk us through. Oh, a lot of injuries towards Sunday Night Football, but there's a couple throughout the day. OBJ seems like a pretty big one, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's really the only big takeaway from the earlier games on Sunday was definitely OBJ. Baker Mayfield threw a pass to him, got intercepted. He ran it down. He hurt his knee, apparently.
Yeah.
He should be getting an MRI today. A lot of talk saying that it's not looking good. We should be getting the results soon. So, I mean, if you have OBJ, one, that's really unlucky. Two, is the next guy up, really.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It is next guy up. Man, it's just not looking great for that offense in Cleveland. They pulled out the win, barely. Yeah. Let's talk Andy Dalton. Left the game. He had that nasty head injury, concussion, whatever you want to call it. My Washington football team, John Bostic, laid down a pretty nasty hit, if we're honest. It was not something that we want to see in the modern day game. He's probably going to get fined, which probably deserves it.
Yeah, he got ejected from that game as well. So,
yeah, the Cowboys just seem in a full downward spiral at this point.
it's not looking good for them. Hopefully Andy Dalton's good for next week for the fantasy owners. To be honest, I completely forgot the backup quarterback's name.
He's a guy from James Madison. I think it's Benucci or something, but he didn't look awesome. To be fair, no. He didn't really have a week to game plan. So we'll see what that situation looks like. Jeff Wilson Jr. decided to pop off and just go crazy and 3 touchdowns, but he left the game with a pretty serious ankle injury. We'll monitor that as the week goes on. Kenyon Drake was carted off the field, had the towel over his head, another ankle injury. Did not look very good.
No.
Chase Edmonds looked great, but obviously not great news for Kenyon Drake. Chris Carson also left the game last night with a foot injury. We saw him on the sideline smiling. He seemed okay, but not playing. So really hard to know exactly what happened there.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I have Chris Carson in a couple leagues. I thought that too. When I saw him on the sideline just smiling, you know, I was okay with it because I think they wanted him to just rest. They don't want him to aggravate whatever he injured or, aggravated. So hopefully this is good. Maybe he'll rest this week and then kind of go from there.
Yeah, that is all the news we have today.
If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash. Let's talk about the cash list from week 7. Lots of points this week in fantasy. A lot of players putting up big time games. Let's start with the quarterback position. But I could take us through that. Some rookies having some good games. Younger players in the league starting to dominate.
That's right. Justin Herbert. 3 touchdowns, 38 points, 347 yards, 38 points. Sorry, 66 rushing yards and a touchdown. And he rushed for a touchdown, which was crazy.
Look, 4 total.
Yeah, 4 total. Justin Herbert, he went off against this Jaguars defense. Obviously, not the best defense in the league, but he was playing. He was playing with confidence. He was spreading the ball around.
Crazy. I can imagine a question coming from the Fantasyland fam. About this, the question's probably, can I start Justin Herbert on a weekly basis now?
Not for me. I think he's a...
No? Okay.
I don't know. I personally think, depending on your quarterback, your situation, if you picked him up off waivers and you think that he can really perform for you, like I know next week he's playing Denver, has a pretty good, decent defense. Better defense than the Jags. So I think that maybe he's not the best start for next week. But he had 2 back-to-back good games. So
2 really great games back-to-back, you're right. And the schedule looks pretty good the rest of the year. I'm comfortable starting him over a lot of the streaming options, but we'll talk about that on the show throughout the week. Kyler Murray popped off 37-plus points last night. Both of these guys, oh my goodness. That game was insane, but... Obviously, we were going to bring some cash from that game. Both of these quarterbacks.
Straight cash, homie.
Let's talk about the running back position. Jeff Wilson.
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh. This was so frustrating for so many people. what can you really say?
It is what it is. It is what it is.
Jerick McKinnon owners, RIP.
Yeah, 100%. If you're a Jerry McKinnon owner, I'm pretty sure you have majority of people did start him. There was no talks of Jeff Wilson throughout the whole week going into this game. And he has 17 carries, 112 yards, 3 touchdowns, 32 points. I'm pretty sure he's the number one running back of the week. And he got injured. He missed a whole quarter.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy about that. Hopefully he's okay.
If he is out. I don't even know what to do in this backfield. That's the thing. If he is out, what the hell do you do with the San Francisco 49ers backfield?
Honestly, if he's out, it has to be McKinnon.
Does it really, though?
I think it has to.
The rookie, Jermichael, got more work. So, Hasty, I think his last name is. Honestly, I'm officially steering clear of this backfield entirely.
Right.
I don't think you can trust it. We thought McKinnon was the guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who knows who's the guy next time, you know? James Robinson.
Your boy.
Oh, my goodness. I love some James Robinson, had a career day, 2 total touchdowns on the day, and just over 130 total yards, just under 32 fantasy points. James Robinson.
Great cash, homie.
Alvin Kamara did his thing.
Classic.
Didn't really go too crazy, but he had a pretty decent game.
Yeah.
Obviously had the volume in the passing game, 22 fantasy points. Todd Gurley, very inefficient running, but he found the end zone twice. He had 23 carries and 63 yards. I hope most players could have done better with that opportunity. I don't know. Is this me just being salty?
No, absolutely not. Look, take the second touchdown away that he wasn't supposed to score.
Yeah.
What's that? 16, 17. No, 16, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20. Yeah. 16 points he has. I think that's still decent.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
It is decent. I just think that the 23 carries, if you get in 23 attempts and you're only rushing for 63 yards.
Yeah.
Fair. Like, you know what I'm trying to say?
No, absolutely. And those, by the way, those jerseys are
2.7
really
yards per carry. 2.7 yards per carry. Anyway, regardless, he finds himself on the cash list. But why don't you take us through the wide receivers? I think everyone knows who's at the top of this list.
100%. Look, it's a Sunday night game. The only guy that was really present for this game was Russell Wilson and Tyler Lockett. 15 receptions.
Oh my God, he on X Games mode.
19 targets, 200 yards, 3 touchdowns, 53 fantasy points. If you started Tyler Lockett and you won your fantasy.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Honestly, if you started Tyler Lockett, you probably didn't lose this week, did you?
And no, absolutely not. And if you started Tyler Lockett and you still lost, that's just really unlucky. You did everything right.
That is a terrible situation if anyone finds themselves in that position.
Absolutely.
53 fantasy points. This is crazy.
Yeah. It's
could Tyler Lockett find himself on our trade away list? Trade high?
Trade four.
This week? Trade four. Really?
I'm pretty sure it was trade four. Yeah.
No, I'm saying could he find himself on our trade away list?
Oh, trade away this week. I don't know.
Maybe.
Sell
obviously, insane game. He won't have a better game this year. I'm not sure many people will. But this is a crazy stat, Badaki. Take us through this stat we found on Twitter last night.
Yeah, look, Tyler Lockett, last night, on Sunday Night Football, had 53 points, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He had more points last night than T.Y. Hilton had all year.
Oh my gosh.
Which is absolutely crazy. And then T.Y. so far has 44 points, fantasy points so far this year. Tyler Lockett 53.
That just hurts. And I don't know exactly why, but it hurts. It's a sad number, but it's a true number.
That's right.
Detective Adams.
Another Devontae. Crazy one.
Oh my gosh. He's definitely healthy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's definitely healthy. Look, if you're getting 20 fantasy points in the first quarter, man, that's just ridiculous. 13 receptions, 16 targets, 196 yards, 2 touchdowns, 44 fantasy points. I mean, once again, if you started
Devontae,
you know
what's actually insane is there's a very real possibility that someone's lineup could have had Justin Herbert, Jeff Wilson, James Robinson, Tyler Lockett, and Devontae Adams. Like, that's very possible for someone to have all those players at this point in the season.
Yeah, I think so.
That would be insane all-star lineup. Deontay Johnson was back. A couple more guys from the cash list. 29 fantasy points. Tyler Boyd went off against that really, really bad Browns defense with just under 28 fantasy points. All the guys from this list.
Great cash, homie.
Now, there was one tight end, Badaki. Just really one tight end that stood out this week. There wasn't really anyone who went off except for this guy. Rookie on the Browns, Harrison Bryant. Is this something we can expect to continue with Austin Hooper out?
Look, maybe not these points. Maybe not the 2 touchdowns. I definitely think he's going to get the targets. We saw Austin Hooper in the past couple games get, you know, the 7 to 9 you know, target area. So I think Harrison can definitely be that guy. He's definitely early waiver wire guy for sure. He's definitely going to be in our way for sure. Maybe not for sure. We'll definitely talk about it. But he can be in talks of being an early waiver wire for you guys if you need a tight end, because, man, there was the struggle in the tight ends.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And by the way, little sneak peek, we are going to start giving you a waiver wire quick little pod tomorrow. It'll be the first one we do, but a lot of people asking about waivers. So
yeah,
we want to make sure and give the Fantasyland fam everything that they need to win. Hey,
absolutely. You need a little
help here and there helps. And we want to help as much as we can. But all right, we're going to finish off this cash list real quick. We got a bonus for you. The Chiefs defense.
Oh boy.
Two touchdowns on the day. 21 fantasy points. It was a snowy day in Denver. And the Chiefs did not need Patrick Mahomes to really do much. Let's talk about honorable mentions real quick. You want to take us through those?
Joe Burrow obviously went off 33 fantasy points. Jamal Williams, the guy that we talked about all week. It was either Jamal or AJ, and Jamal went off 21 fantasy.
You called that right. You called that right.
Yeah, 21
fantasy. Sometimes you got to put your hands up and just say, hey, I called it wrong.
Hey,
and I'm wrong. I thought they would give AJ Dillon more opportunities here, because why the hell did they spend a second round pick on this guy if they're not going to give him any opportunity this year? But I guess I assume that the Packers GM knew what they were doing, and they were, you know, I think I'm going a little bit too hard on them, but anyway, let's continue with these honorable mentions.
So Joe Burrow, Jamal Williams, Gio Bernard also went off, had that last minute touchdown, which was great. Antonio Gibson against that Dallas defense was terrible. He did amazing, Antonio Gibson. And then AJ Brown with that streak of a tight end right in the middle of the slot, getting to AJ, 27 points. Oh, DJ Moore.
Yeah.
I didn't see him on the bottom of the list there. Sorry. I thought it was AJ.
DJ Moore, he wasn't targeted a lot, but what he did with those targets was great. I think he's probably a sell high candidate for us this week.
Absolutely. But,
go ahead.
No, I definitely agree. He can definitely be a sell high candidate. My thought process with DJ Moore is that he's definitely transitioned to a deep down the field guy now. He is their big wide receiver.
Yeah, which is interesting.
It is interesting.
That is our cash list. Every time we give you straight cash, we also give you just trash. Let's get into the trash.
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok, and flat out deceived.
He needs some milk.
Okay. This isn't the funnest part of the show, but you probably want to talk about it. You probably want to hear about it. I'm sure you're upset by some of these players. They probably ruined your week. People told you to start them. We told you to start them. Smash matchups. Best scenarios you could possibly think of.
That's right.
But sometimes fantasy just doesn't go your way.
No.
And no one has a crystal ball. There's a reason they play the game, right?
That's right.
And that's right.
You can't really do much about it.
No. You can't. You just gotta, you know, mama said there'd be days like this. let's talk about the quarterback position. Cameron Newton. This was shockingly bad.
I don't know what happened. I'll be honest with you. I didn't really watch this game in depth. I have to go back and watch this game to see what really happened with Cam and this 49ers defense, because they were shut. They only scored, 6 points? 3 points? Something like that?
It was a very frustrating game to watch if you were a Patriots fan. Cam did not look good. To be fair, the entire Patriots team did not look good. They don't know what they're doing. There's not really any offensive identity right now.
No.
And
they need weapons.
They do need weapons. Man, Tom Brady, it's looking like he made the right move here. Obviously, very early into the season, right? So we can't really say too much just yet. But Cam was held under 100 passing yards. He had 3 interceptions. And if you started Cam Newton this week, he actually hurt you more than he helped you. He got negative 0.18 fantasy points. I mean, this is not the performance that you wanted from Cam Newton.
Oh, he needs some milk.
Nope.
Speaking of another performance that you did not want, Andy Dalton. Talk us through this one.
One interception, just under 80 yards, 2.6 fantasy points. Obviously, he was hurt. He didn't play for the third quarter, but he wasn't really productive anyway throughout the game.
No,
He couldn't do anything. That offensive line is absolutely terrible.
Maybe the Washington football team is just a really good defense. I don't know. You know.
Yeah, perspective. As long, however you like to see it, but it's definitely that offensive line.
Hey, that defensive line is nasty. But you're right. I mean, I think this game would look very different if Dallas had Dak and their full, healthy squad. But this is really interesting. We're gonna talk about the Cowboys a little bit more in depth, but it's not really looking like a fantasy gold mine anymore. How quickly the tables have turned.
Things have actually changed tremendously for the Dallas Cowboys. And it's sad because they have so many weapons, so much talent. But let's continue with running backs here. Jerick McKinnon, obviously, we talked about him earlier. He had negative one rushing yard for -0.1 fantasy points. And that's exactly
pitiful. I mean, it's absolutely pitiful to perform like that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Pitiful. And I don't know how much of it was his fault, really.
No, I really don't.
Most frustrating thing about this, though, is when you're watching the game, it's like most people, sorry, this is no disrespect to Jeff Wilson, right? But I feel like most of those running backs could have done what Jeff Wilson did. And it's just like, Shanahan, you could have told us something maybe, right?
Right.
Just tell me Jeff's going to be the guy and I'll put him in. Whoever's the guy back there, just tell me. But you're literally watching this guy no one started and you're just thinking, this hurts so much because it so easily could have been avoided. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe he's trying to pull a little sneaky on the team because they probably game plan for McKinnon, and which I don't know if it's really much of a difference for game planning for McKinnon or Jeff Wilson. It shouldn't be a big difference.
Yeah.
But
I think, you know, communication is key in any healthy relationship. And right now I just don't have a great relationship with Mike Shanahan. And I think I need to move on.
Get him out. Sell him.
Okay. Zeke Elliott. This, again, the Cowboys, it does not look good from a offensive firepower point of view. Is Zeke, okay, stat line, 12 carries, 45 yards, 6.1 fantasy points. Zeke, are you buying Zeke now? Do you know what I mean? It's a hard question because are you actually buying into Zeke on the low? Because this offense does not look good.
No, the offense doesn't look good. I think Zeke will still be used, you know, in the right way. I just think that it's a mental game for him right now. He's all in his head. The whole world, because this is America's team, Zeke has to put this team on his back. It's Zeke and no one else right now.
America. So
I think he could come back. He could come back. Obviously, he has Philly next week. I think he's going to have a bounce back after the bye week. That's my personal opinion. I think he could have a touchdown next week. I don't think he'll break more than 15 points against Philly.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, who are you actually trading when you're trading away Zeke? What are you getting in return? What are people comfortable with giving you for Zeke now?
Would you trade James Robinson or Antonio Gibson for Zeke?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think James...
James Robinson's hard.
It's a hard question to answer because I think J-Rob is, they have an identity. They can score. They just can't stop people. That's the issue with the Jaguars. Right now, the whole identity of this offense in Dallas is flipped upside down. And I think I'm comfortable, yes, with, of course, if someone offered me Zeke right now for Antonio Gibson, I'm probably taking it. But someone like J-Rob or Jonathan Taylor, it's a question that you need to really think about. What is Zeke really worth now? Anyway, did not have a great game. Josh Jacobs also did not have a great game. Might have something to do with most of his offensive line not being there. I don't want to spend too much on that one because it really was just a bad game for that offensive line.
Yeah.
But the newcomer to Kansas City, Le'Veon Bell, was he going to be the starter? Was he going to be a glorified backup?
Yeah.
You and I probably agree this is just too early to say.
Yeah, but I guess we just wanted to let you know just how he did, what we were expecting from this game. 6 carries, 39 yards, just under 4 fantasy points, actually. 3.9 fantasy points. Look, maybe it's still a little bit too early to have him on the trash list, but
yeah,
I think it's good for you to know that how he was being, you know, input into this offense. He got a couple touches, obviously, 6 carries. Not as much as we all expected, especially for them being up so so early in the game. He still didn't see that many touches. Once again, still early. It's still his first week.
He should probably be on a stash list, not a trash list. You should probably be stashing him.
For sure.
And waiting to see. I think in 2 to 3 weeks, we will actually know what his role is.
Mm-hmm. I think we will see it next week. They play the Jets. So
true. To be fair, 6 carries for 39 yards is pretty efficient, so we'll see if they get him more involved. But let's talk wide receivers. Again, we're going to talk about some Cowboys because the entire team just did not have a great day. C.D. Lamb and Michael Gallup combined for 0.1 fantasy points. What are you doing with these guys?
Look, I think you can hold on to CeeDee Lamb, but Michael Gallup we'll talk about a little bit later. I think really the only security you can have on this team is Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper, and for me, really, it's still Amari Cooper and Zeke. You still want those two people on your team. I know it's a struggle. Zeke is very, you know, confident. He can definitely get you the ball or get you points. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later. We've got it's a little preview to the drop candidates, but
yeah,
Chase Claypool lit the league on fire 2 weeks ago, had a pretty decent game last week with just over 17 points, and now he finds himself on the trash list.
Yeah.
One reception, -2 yards. Can you... You mentioned this reception only came when Deontay Johnson... was injured.
Yeah.
Which, of course, Deontay Johnson is going to be injured in a game. He just, it's always going to happen, right?
Yeah. I personally think that he is only relevant when Deontay's out. I think we saw that. We saw it today or yesterday throughout the games. I don't know, man. If I'm not starting Claypool at all,
You can't start him with confidence.
There's no way I'm doing it.
We might be a little too hard on him because maybe the game plan was just, hey, let's get Deontay the ball because everyone's going to be looking at Chase right now. But regardless, did not have a great game. DJ Chark, 1 reception on 7 targets.
Yeah. He had a rough one. He was injured. Yeah. He was in and out the game. He was banged up a lot. He's still unhealthy, and I think that he needs to take maybe he needs to rest 1 week because every game he's getting hurt, he's missing time on the field.
And to be fair, the passes were not very accurate. Most of them were not very accurate towards him. Gardner Minshew had a very bad first half. Second half was a lot better, but it just was not a great... You know, you can only do so much.
Yeah.
DJ Chark is not a Julio Jones. He's not a Devontae or Michael Thomas where these guys just make plays happen. He's a great wide receiver, a good wide receiver, but he's not a star. DK Metcalf is a star, but it didn't really show last night. Had a big play call back on holding that would have won them the game. Finishes with just 4.3 fantasy points.
Yeah.
This is shocking. This is very shocking.
It is. I don't know. It was a crazy game, honestly. I mean, he let you down, really.
He did let you down. And at the end of the day, what can you do? It is what it is. Let's talk about tight ends. It was National Tight End Week. And yesterday was National Tight End Day. So we expected tight ends to go off and just do their thing, you know.
Yeah.
Let's give some love to the tight end position. Jonnu Smith, just one catch for 1.9 fantasy points. Travis Kelce, 6 fantasy points. Robert Tonyan, under 6. Dalton Schultz, under 5. Hunter Henry, under 6. Can we really trust anyone? It is getting harder and harder to love when you constantly cannot trust. But that is the tight end position that we have learned to deal with. It was a rough week for most tight ends.
Yeah, every tight end struggled a lot. I mean, really the only tight end that did decent, somewhat decent, was what? Jared Cook.
Yeah.
I can't really think of any. Can't think of anyone off the top of my head.
There were a couple of tight ends who had decent games. Just no one really popped off. You know, Hayden had a pretty good game, around 11 points.
Yeah.
Evan had around 10 points on Thursday night.
Rob,
no one hit that. No one really hit that 20, 30 point game. And George Kittle only had 10. It was just a sad day for National Tight End Day, to be honest. But sometimes that happens, you know?
That's right.
Let's talk about Monday Night Football tonight.
Are you ready for some football?
Are you ready for some football?
Are you ready for some football?
Okay. Monday Night Football madness.
Oh, boy.
We got a really good one on Monday night. I mean, I don't think anyone expected the Bears to be 5-1, and I'm very sure no one expected the Rams to be 4-2.
No.
Here's where we stand, right?
Yeah, no, these two teams shouldn't be here. This game is pretty exciting, actually. I think this is going to be a really good game, personally.
Yeah, imagine if SoFi was completely open and we had 80,000 people in the stands. But it's going to be an interesting game. Both of these teams actually have some pretty big weak spots that haven't been exposed just yet. But let's talk about the Bears. Allen Robinson has been slightly disappointing as of late. Do you expect him to be covered by Jalen Ramsey this entire game?
Absolutely. I think so. These are two top players. Jalen has to go against Allen Robinson. There's no one else more talented on the Bears offense that Jalen Robinson should be covering. It's Allen Robinson. Jalen Robinson. Jalen Ramsey should be covering Allen Robinson, period. That's the thought process.
So maybe that opens up a bigger game for Jimmy Graham, potentially.
Potentially.
Do you see a big game for Jimmy here? Can he redeem the tight end position for us?
I definitely do see it. I actually picked up Jimmy Graham off of waivers, surprisingly, in our league.
Jimmy Graham.
Off of waivers. And I started him. And I think he should have a good game. I'm hoping he gets 2 touchdowns. That was the thought process picking him up. The thought process was Jalen Ramsey is covering Allen Robinson. This Ram defense is going to be, you know, tight on these receivers, and Jimmy Graham is going to be wide open in the middle. We'll see.
Yep, we will see. David Montgomery is getting the volume. The question really is, can he produce? And as of yet, the answer's been kind of, he can kind of produce under 15 fantasy points for David tonight.
Oh, man. Just under 15.
Just under. Okay.
Just under.
Well, we'll see. Let's talk about the Rams side of the ball. Obviously, I know it's harder to trust Cooper Kupp, but you're starting Cooper Kupp.
That's right.
Because he is Cooper Kupp. You have to start him, right?
Yeah, Cooper Kupp is a guy you have to start. If you're benching him, That either has to be good reason, or you maybe started somebody else over him throughout the week. I don't know who you would start over Cooper Kupp that's on your team. Maybe it's, maybe a Tyler Lockett, but I would be starting both of them. Like,
yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. And, I mean, how else do we talk about him?
Roberto Woods.
Roberto Woods, Robert Bobby Trees. He's been himself, hasn't he? I mean, he's not impressed, but he's just the consistent guy. On your team, and he puts up 15 to 20 points every game.
Mm-hmm. He was a little banged up in practice, but look, I expect Roberto Woods to come out, do his thing. He's going to come in and be the Roberto Woods we all love. I think Cooper Kupp, same thing as well. Look, let's not forget that this Bears defense is good, okay? One. Two, They have two good weapons in Roberto Woods and Cooper Kupp. So that means one of them is going to eat. I'm picturing this game. There's no way they're going to get the same numbers. One of these guys is going to be the DK Metcalf, and one of these guys is going to be the Tyler Lockett. That's how I'm seeing it. They won't get the same numbers. Like, I don't expect these guys to drop 53 points. But if usually when one goes off, the other one doesn't.
Yeah, that's true. And fair enough from Robert Woods, because what was the problem last year? He would have been a superstar in fantasy if he could just get some touchdowns.
That's right.
And so far, 6 weeks in, he's already got 3 touchdowns. I think if he could manage that the rest of the year, you know, a touchdown every other game, you should be very happy as a fantasy owner.
That's right.
With Bobby Trees, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Monday Night Football. Okay. I guess the question is then, Badaki. 2 great teams. Not sure about great. I mean, they are teams who are, we have to respect them right now until we can't respect them, right?
Yeah.
So, who's winning this game? Who have you got winning this matchup on Monday night?
Oh, good question. I think I'm personally going to go with the home team. That's the Rams. I think they're the more complete team. I personally think they have a better foundation at quarterback. You know, they didn't swap their quarterbacks. I think they have a slightly better defense. I think overall they have better leaders on their team. I think that's why they'll win this game.
Right. Yeah, and I think one thing we should talk about quickly before we move on is this backfield in LA. It's, again, we say the same thing every week about this backfield because really nothing's changed. It's what we've said it's been since day one, right?
Yeah.
This is a Russian roulette situation. I'm sorry if you're tired of me saying that, but there's only going to be one person relevant each week, and you're not going to know who it is.
No.
And you're not really starting anyone in this backfield at all, right? Hopefully you don't have anyone from this backfield in your lineup.
That's right. Hopefully you don't have anyone on this backfield on your team. If you do, I think most people are either going to have Darrell or Cam Akers. Man, one, I'm hoping that Cam Akers gets a touch this game or sees the field, gets the ball.
What the heck was that, bro? I mean, oh my God.
It was like all talk last week that Cam Akers is going to get a lot of touches. He's going to be, you know, implemented into the offense more. I didn't see anything from him. Darrell Henderson, obviously. Oh, did he have a decent game last week?
He had around 7 points, but
okay.
You know what I think is happening? I think Sean McVay and Mike Shanahan, they just call each other up midweek. Like, hey, what do you reckon we should tell the media this week? You know?
Yeah.
Should we give fantasy owners some hope? Should we make things easy? Nah, let's just put whatever we want to say out and maybe they, you know, figure it out together and then they just put out whatever story they really want to have.
Mm. Yeah, look, I think we'll see what happens, obviously, tonight. I think that if one of these guys will go off now, my personal opinion has to be Darrell. He's been the guy that's been leading the back so far throughout most of the games. Yeah. I remember talking about Malcolm Brown and how I thought he was going to be the better back. I still think he's a better back. He's a stronger back, personally. But he's not getting anything.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see. I feel like on the next pod, we will just say that we're disappointed in this backfield again, but you never know. After each week, there's always people on your team that you're probably strongly considering dropping. What we're going to do now is give you two thoughts for two drops.
Stop! I could have dropped my croissant!
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Two thoughts for two drops. We are going to tell you about two players we are considering dropping in our leagues. And look, these are hard conversations because some of these guys you had really high expectations for coming into the season. And there's a little bit of name brand there. But sometimes you got to learn to let go.
Yep.
And we're going to give you two thoughts.
It's sad, absolutely. Look, I'll go ahead and start. My guy has to be Michael Gallup. And for obvious reasons, you know, he lost his quarterback. He had, even when he had his quarterback, he wasn't really getting too much work and getting too much of the ball, obviously from what we've been seeing. But right now, if you look through his stats, he's only averaging 2 receptions per game, which is absolutely terrible. He's not being looked. Yeah. He's not being put into this offense, especially now with Andy Dalton in this offense. You don't want him on your team, really. He was the talk of the town. He was the guy that everyone had high hopes for throughout the offseason.
Yep.
You know, Michael Gallup, he's going to be a great wide receiver. He's going to be this guy. Obviously, there was a lot of talks he's going to lose production with CeeDee Lamb. But, I mean, he lost production completely.
Yeah. Honestly, the wheels have fallen off, and we have to acknowledge that it's a trend at this point, and clearly, you have to recognize a trend. So the question is, are you dropping Michael Gallup?
Look, it's hard to drop Michael Gallup purely because there's just so much more. Like, he's so talented. And, like, you don't want to give up that talent because you can just stash him.
Yeah.
You know? You can stash him. And I think, for me, if I have Michael Gallup, I'm going to wait one more week. He's playing the Eagles. It's a Sunday night game. It's a primetime game. Hopefully, he can do something. You know? Even with Andy Dalton or not.
I don't see much hope. And I'm just going to be honest. I'm dropping him if I have him. And watch him go off this week, right? I mean, that's normally how it works, but I would be dropping him. But let's talk about Julian Edelman. This is our second drop candidate. Man, let's go back to week 2. Julian Edelman puts up a career high. A career high in reception yards. And looked like a really great wide receiver 2 option for the rest of the year. Now, what's happened after week 2? Since week 2, Julian Edelman has been averaging 4.3 fantasy points per game. 4.3 fantasy points per game. It's been beyond sad if you have him on your team. Now, you and I have been talking for quite some time. Even before the season, we are avoiding the wide receiver group in New England, right? We've said that for a while.
Yes.
And I think it's time to recognize that you can't really trust a wide receiver, not because of Cam Newton, but because there is no identity in this team right now.
Right.
So the question is, can you drop Julian Edelman?
I'm on the same fence as Michael Gallup. I don't want to drop him because I know his potential. 1, I know his head coach. 2, I know his history. 3, he's very talented. 4, he's a leader on the team. I can keep going on. You 5, know, it's Julian Edelman.
His name's 5. Julian. 6, he's really good at football. 7.
That's what I'm saying. You know, he's a Super Bowl champion.
Look, Super Bowl champion 8, knows Tom Brady. 9. I don't know.
I
get where you're coming from. I get where you're coming from. And I think if I was to choose one of these guys to drop, it would be Michael Gallup for me if I had to choose one. Yeah. I think you got to stash Edelman and just see if they figure out how to involve him more, because he's probably the most talented weapon on the offense.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. So, there's no one bet on that team.
Yeah. So there's probably some other people that you are thinking about dropping. We're going to release an Instagram post soon. Tell us who you're thinking about dropping. We'll help you out to give you some of our thoughts on that certain player. But hey, make sure you don't miss the next episode. Okay. The next episode coming out, we're going to give you an update on our fantasy football league, the Fellowship of the Fantasy Ring. And we're also going to give you some trade targets each week. It's a controversial list.
Oh boy.
We give you trade for and trade away targets. And it's just one of those episodes that you don't want to miss each week.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. Josh, trade for Joshua Kelly.
Well, we'll have to talk about that one. Badaki loves Joshua Kelly. Hey, we do monthly giveaways. New one coming next week. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Fantasyland Football so you don't miss that. You can follow us on Twitter at Fantasyland_FB for updates on injuries and game days. You can listen to the podcast on any podcast platform. If you're listening on Apple Pods, please drop us a review. That would be very appreciated. Yep. And of course, you can watch us on YouTube if you'd like, Fantasyland Football. Subscribe and hit the notifications so you do not hit, so you do not miss.
You don't want to miss
any videos.
Don't hit us.
Don't do it. Oh, don't do it. Yeah. Hey, last thing we want to tell you. Again, we have a Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, we just want to make sure you know that there is an opportunity for you to support Zach and Daniel as they continually build this Fantasyland fam community. We want to continue to give you a great product. And when you support us, we have the opportunity to do that at a better production level. So if you'd like to, patreon.com/fantasylandfam. And hey, we love you guys. Anything you want to say to close the show, Badaki?
Football is going. Now, look, for the Patreon, if you want to get bonus entries for the giveaway that's going to be coming up, definitely look on the bonus entry slide. Once that comes out, you'll get automatically max entries once you join. This little hint for the future, once this giveaway does come out, I think that's really good for people that love, that's going to love this player, the people that you, this jersey, this signed jersey that you guys, that we are excited for, that you guys definitely can win. So,
absolutely. Love you, Fantasyland fam. Thank you so much for listening to the pod. Hope you have a great Monday. We will see you on the next episode. As always, see you there.
See you there.
Hey, yeah, you, the one listening to this podcast, you made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? Go ahead and do a little dance right now, like no one's watching, because you deserve it.